Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Wednesday, June 23rd. The grains closed to mix with July corn up 4.5 cents at 6.64 1/4, but December corn was down 3 1/4 cents at 5.35 3/4. July wheat up 10 1/4 cents at 6.61 1/4, and July Minneapolis was up 21 3/4 at 8.04 3/4. July beans now 9.5 cents at $13.85. November beans down 2 cents at $13.25. The meal was making new lows here, down 9.10 at $3.54.20. The oil was up 146 ticks at $62.13. Kind of a tale of old crop and new crop in the corn. I don't know whether the July is getting strength because of the option plays on Friday. We'll have to see if that has much impact out here. Are they going to try to go for the 680 strike or the 660 strike? We'll have to see. My guess is they'll try to go for the 660 strike, but who knows? These markets are so volatile. The spreads have been so crazy. It's really hard to tell. It doesn't look like the sale this morning to China had much impact on the grains. We've got export sales tomorrow. They're in the range of 350 for wheat, 550 for corn, and 500 for beans. Certainly an improvement in the beans over where we've been because of the sales that we saw last week. So overall, I think that the market's still fighting the acreage number. Everybody expects it to be bearish. I think we'll be 2 to 3 million more corn, million and a half more beans. There's a lot of talk about the dryness in the Dakotas and Minnesota, and it's a big chunk of corn and beans, and it certainly is. But is that being offset by the bigger acres? I believe it is. Is it being offset by better yields in the middle of the Midwest? I think it is as well. We expect 2 inches of rain throughout Iowa. We've had a few scattered showers here in Illinois, but the weather now through Monday looks pretty wet, so it's just hard to get too excited in here. My guess is that we'll make whatever lows we make, maybe the Thursday after the report or the Friday after the report, and then we'll have to check the weather to see what the weekend forecast looks like for the holiday weekend. If it looks hot and dry, that may be it, and we could be starting a new move back up. But if the weather looks good with rains out there, I think the market will be in deep trouble. So we've got a few balls in the air here still. Market's still trying to figure out the weather, the acreage numbers. So we'll see where we go from here. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.